Hello and good evening. It's 6 p.m., so this is the last talk in this room for today. And yeah, I think let's go on time.
This one is on. Perfect. I can hear myself. Good. Thanks for coming. I see at least double the number than 3 years back when I gave a talk about safety critical Linux topics and so on. So thanks for coming. To give you a bit of background who I am, I work for ETAS. ETAS is not known for too many. It's a subsidiary of Bosch. Bosch most likely everybody knows. We're mainly doing automotive solutions. I'm an open source community manager there, and I'm also responsible for automotive open source software processes, which means how do we get the different open source projects into an automotive development environment, so which also leads a little bit into this topic. I'm a long time participant in the ELISA project, Enabling Linux Safety Application, which is basically also there to bring in Linux into safety criticality. I'm the chair of the Technical Steering Committee there. I'm a member of the board within Linux Foundation Europe. And I'm also within the Eclipse SDV, a committer for the Safe Open Vehicle Core project, which we'll also hear like one or two slides later. Tosa? Like this? Okay, good. I take it like this. And the last thing is that I'm a long-time open source enthusiast and promoter. I want to give first the question, like, what is functional safety? So for those who are here who know what functional safety is and also know the difference between functional safety and cybersecurity, good. There's a few who don't bring the background, so just briefly look into the definition of safety, that the freedom from unacceptable risk of physical injury or of damage of the health of people directly or indirectly because of damage of property or the environment. Basically, you're hit by an autonomous car, then it's safety. If someone steals the credit card information from your car, then it's a security thing. Then, definition of functional safety compared to just safety, it's a part of the safety that depends on the system or some equipment. This can be a control unit or something else. And it's also checking that it's operating and responds properly to the inputs. And then it's like that you need to detect the dangerous position, conditions, either resulting in activation of protective or corrective device of the mechanism, prevent hazard events, providing mitigation measures, reduce the consequences of the hazardous events. It's not to get rid of everything, so you cannot prove that this is error-free or that there's nothing, but you should limit the risk that it's acceptable and comparable. So for software parts, this means the software does behave as specified, does not interfere or impair other system components, and all the events are addressed somehow or somewhere. If you detect an error, you do a proper response or mitigation and so on. And then you need to bring a lot of evidence in there. Once more here, safe but secure, secured not safe. An emergency access, which is locked, the emergency exit would be the place for safety. Putting a lock in front of it make it secure, but it breaks safety. On the left, if you see the escape ladder, that's the safety part of it. You see in the top row, there's a door open. This can be a potential intrusion, then this breaks security. Just as a differentiation, once more making it clear. There are numerous standards out there. I'm mainly in this field here of the IEC 65008 and the ISO 26262. They have a little bit broader frame, which is hardly detectable. At the end, it basically standards mean best practices. They mean to share similar demands like requirements, documentation, testing. They define a certain rigor which you have or which measures you have to take. And it also means that you need to know all the system parts tested and managed. Setting the scene now really on the content. In the Enabling Linux and Safety Application project, we mainly look into Linux. There are many more projects, operating systems, but we basically come from a very regulated environment. This is like safety by the book for operating systems. There is VxWorks, QNX, you may remember from the BlackBerry handies and smartphones. It's still alive. The QNX is now one of the major operating systems in cars. Safety criticals and safety certified. Green Hills Integrity is another one of these. So they are broadly used. They follow the traditional approach, but it's also hard for them to keep up with modern development and speed, which you have. They don't have broad ecosystem. And there's then the difference to we now look at. So with Linux, if you just type searching in your preferred search engine and look for safety, Linux, safe Linux, Linux in safety, you will find easily all these kind of different articles. And as you can see, the presentation is called Code Compliance Confusion, because there's so much marketingish information and partially wrong parts in there, so that I start bringing this in, and that it basically means if it's meant safe, X, whatever it is, safety X, X for safety, still qualified, it does not really tell you what it is in the end. But Linux, for example, is super attractive to be used. Many of us most likely have it already on their devices, using it. There's almost no way around it. But that's just some part of it. The broader ecosystem, I tried to cover a little bit here. So you see there's, in the automotive, there's a middleware stack between the application and the operating system, like AutoWare. Then there's ISRIX. There's the Eclipse Safe Open Vehicle course. It's all these purple-colored ones. We have broader initiatives which are building up more system ecosystem, like the LISA, SOFI part. Compilers are there with the Safety Critical Rust Consortium and the LLVM qualification group. There are frameworks like Trustable Software. And so you basically have this. And in the description of this talk, I think I have most or a bunch of these links in there. Otherwise, just search for the name. And what they have in common, that they all try to get in a pass of a safety certification, or try to be safety certifiable. And this means, sorry for all these numbers if it's new for you, but that's what you typically will find. There's the IEC 61508, and the root 3S means this is a pass if you don't develop software directly, but you have pre-existing software which you try to bring in to qualify. It tells you, super simplified, that you basically do with your pre-existing software the things which you would also do with your own software which you write, but you already have it. So you will check for requirements, create traceability, do the testing where testing is not established. So you have to do a lot of things. In the ISO 26262, there is the, in part 8, there's clause 12, which is also for pre-existing software. And that's also where something already starts, because this is originally meant for, I would say, less complex components, libraries, or so on. So if you want to apply this to a huge set of parts, this will be too complex to really follow the principles. There is a rework on this on the third edition with the ISO PASS 8926. You will hear this here and there. This gives a more formal approach to pre-existing software. And often when you want to deliver something, you create a product, an element, which means it's some part of a whole system, and this is then called a safety element. Normally called safety element out of context. That's how the ISO describes it. We will later on learn that there is nothing such as an out of context, because you always have at least an assumed context. And then, of course, when you go for a safety element as part of your existing software stack, you still have to do all the work which you would anyway do for software, like writing test cases, specifications, requirements, and so on. I don't want to put more on this slide, because I thought, like, nowadays, AI is basically reading through all the things we prepare. And when I asked AI on some things up front, based on the model, there were quite strange answers saying, for example, that VxWorks is a safety certified Linux, which is not the case. But it's just like if things are on the wrong page. So therefore, on another one,